Get a lot of shit done. Gonna put, hey, just a little song, a little random shit.
Okay, okay.
Came out all right. Yeah, it came out. I didn't have a live, so I'll be on the spot. Yes. Yeah, then after that. Yeah, I was making a song on the spot. That shit. I got Buku. Huh?
You rap too?
Yeah. I heard that song. Yeah. I worked on something. I was collaborating with a project. I got some shit. Yeah, shit. Pull up shit out the line. Yeah, watch. appreciate it for sure.
Three sets of tits, smash the ass, bought them for friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What's going on? What we doing?
Man, I didn't show. Yo, 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 it's a ball, all right? Just chop it up the podcast. Since you got finished listening to Kyrie by my special guest, Trill Kenny. What's good? For those who don't know who you are, give me your background.
It's your boy Trill Kenny, my ass straight out of South Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I've been going this music shit for a few years, man. You know, really trying to put my foot, my imprint on it. And shit, basically tonight you're gonna be a little back, you know what I'm saying, a little background story, gonna listen to some of my music, talk about what make me go in the studio, you know what I'm saying, how I put this shit together. Shit
Absolutely. Where did music start for you?
I say music started for me kind of like early though. When I was like seven, eight years old type shit. That's when like,
that shit.
That's when rap music really started for me. Like I grew up listening to Kanye West, Lil Wayne, shit like that, like The Graduation.
Okay.
I started digging in the crazy shit, started listening to a lot of older rap music, like Nas, DMX, you know what I'm saying? I studied the greats and shit. Really okay. Just, I fell in love with the shit, so I had to go back and do my homework, you know what I'm saying? So, when I was younger, I really didn't have no plans. Rap and shit, so I would just always rap on all the instrumentals, like my favorite songs at the time I find the instrumental.
Yeah. So I've listened to your music and it's all music. I wouldn't have right out the gate thought you was from Memphis because you sound different. And that was Marilla. You sound different. When did you know that you had something and you took it serious? You really took it serious. I should really pursue this rap shit. Like when you got into that moment, you realized that you should take it like 100% serious.
I can't remember the exact day or the exact time, but I know it happened like when I was already just rapping. I want to say one night I was like coming off a meal. I was stupid at the time. I wasn't rapping with him on the beach at the time, but we had left Bill. And by the time I had got back to the crib, you know, I was just, you know, running through the head. You know what you do when you buzz? And I went to the kitchen, you know, so I started eating some cold shit. And I turned on the beat to sleep, and I was on that bitch just rapping. But I was rapping out loud, though. And then I started speaking, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go to the studio. Then ever since then, I've been with it.
Absolutely. We're gonna it's called Hip Hop Call Revolt. Basically make some hip hop questions. You get more right than you get wrong, your hip hop call don't get revoked. Simple as that. Okay. First question. What was 50 Cent's 2003 debut album title? A, How to Rob, B, The Massacre, C, 8 Mile, D, Curtis, E, Before I Self-Destruct, or F, Get Rich or Die Trying. Correct. Yeah. Correct. This cop killer rapper later went on to play a detective on the television show Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Ice T,
yeah. I guess. Okay. All right, here we go. Which track is not featured on Soulja Boy's debut album, SouljaBoyTellHim.com? Bapes, Soulja Girl, Kiss Me Through the Phone, Booty Me, yeah, or Pass It to A-Rap.
I'm gonna say Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Correct.
I wasn't sure about that one. I never
was. That's crazy. Yeah, I was thinking it myself. I was trying to figure it out myself. I had to ask it from me. I don't know if I'd have got it. Okay, which West Coast recent signed John Kennedy, J-Rock, Yeah Boy, Kendrick Lamar, or Young Keno?
You kind of broke up a little bit. Can you repeat that one?
Oh. Which West Coast rapper recently signed to Akon's Convict Music label? Kid Ink, Dom Kennedy, J-Rock, J-Boy, Kendrick Lamar, or Young Keno?
I'm gonna say J-Rock.
No, the answer was J-Boy. I ain't know him neither. I didn't care. Okay, the final one. Okay. Let's see. I need to get some shit with some lyrics. Okay. Okay. Goddamn. Okay. This rapper also goes by Bubba Ray. Is it DJ Paul, Bubba Spokes, Bow Wow, Juicy J, B.O.B., Tyler the Creator?
B.O.B.
B.O.B. That's just government name, I believe, Bobby. But, so I know the people running because I listen to your music and you sent some shit through on the review show. You got crazy amount of different styles. Super talented, super fucking talented. I can see, like I said, I can see that shit on the Billboard charts. One day I can see that shit really going up. If you already ain't got a little motion taking you in a direction. But I know everybody wanna know what's a creative, what's it like in the studio with Trill King?
A normal studio session would be just like me at the studio, me and my engineer. Like I only really work with one engineer, so this would be a little more intimate session. Like coming up by myself. Like I normally be like smoking or I have a little sip. And I just whatever beat I listen to, I just try to catch the vibe. And when I catch the vibe, I just go from there. That's because I don't write my music, so everything that I release is always like the vibe that I
was in. Okay, you're a freestyler. Everything freestyle, which is crazy.
Like when I'm putting my tape together, like I just go off. If I got the first three songs I recorded, say I recorded three songs a
week. Yeah.
And I three songs and based off of I'm fucking with it or not, I decide it's gonna be the start of my next project. And I just start listening to more beats like those three. Like that type of wave, and I just freestyle songs off of it, so it kind of just like mesh.
Okay. So we're gonna come back with some more questions, man. We're gonna hold y'all because we got some shit in the queue, yo. Okay. This right here is Having Fun. I'm trying to see what the name of this mixtape is. I know all about the same background. But this Having Fun.
Before you play it, this record is like, what it sound like? When I recorded this, it was like a summertime night. So, of course, I was just feeling the vibes in the studio, came up with like something melodic to add it to the tape, just to add to the experience of the album. So, you know, you can go from one vibe to the next, and then you can leave, listen to my album, you can feel like you just left from the experience. Every song is gonna be different.
Oh, shit. Hold on, yo. It was on me. Hold on. On me.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. Hey. I just wanna have a little fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna have a little fun. Yeah, yeah. I just wanna have a little fun. Yeah, yeah. A strip club, had them going crazy. I had to hop out with the ice on, had it going wavy. Wanna see you pop out with your friend, wanna see you go crazy, yo. Go, go, go crazy. Woke up fresh as fuck, I said I'm finna pop out with the guys. I hear the phone, said I'm with my niggas, she said she bringing vibes. On a yacht, high as hell, you can't look up in my eyes. Kinda petite, folded like a president, dick all in her spine. One on one, I can pick and choose, but I ain't got the time. Go to the mall, you can pick it all, but that's what I'm buying. I like them put up, don't got many friends, we pop out when it's time. She say she ready, we gon' pull over, we fuck at any time. Five star, nothing less than, baby, that how we dine. We don't do no cheap shit, we drink rich nigga wine, yo.
Yeah. Well, then a cheap thing, rich,
I just wanna have a little fun, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna have a little fun, yeah, yeah. I just wanna have a little fun, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna have a little fun, yeah, yeah. I turned first class to a strip club, had them going crazy. I had to hop out with the ice on, had it going wavy. Wanna see you pop out with your friend, wanna see you go crazy. Yeah. Go, go, go crazy.
That's tough.
Been in a car accident? Here's exactly how to get every dollar.
That's crazy. That damn fire. So, my question is to you, who are some of your influences musically?
I would say, it's a lot. Like, I listen to music on the daily. Like, I'm always, I'm listening to music all the time. So, if you want to say current, I say my influence has probably been Future. Kendrick Lamar. Dolph, Young Dolph. Obviously, being from Memphis, Young Dolph. Lil Wayne. It's a couple of newer artists from Memphis. I know this is true, but it's a lot. Like, I listen to a lot of shit, so.
Yeah. Shit, that's understandable. I fuck with a lot of different shit, too. I grew up in New Orleans. I mean, you grew up in Memphis. How has Memphis influenced your music? Because I know y'all got a rich music history in Memphis, so how did that influence your music?
Like with the beat style, like Memphis always been known for amazing production. And then, even to this day, a lot of people sample like 3-6 Mafia kicks, drums, all type of patterns.
Yeah.
So Memphis always had the soul. I always go back to like my Memphis roots when I be in the studio. My producer Casey Rocket, shout out to him. He actually be working in Memphis. He's from Memphis. He produced a lot of Memphis. He even worked with people like Blockboy JB, Moneybagg Yo, Lil Migo, Trey DaVinci. So I just happened to get him. Really, I just let him put the Memphis spin on it. I tell him what I like to hear, and I can tell him to make it. Like, if I want a sample, he can go get it. But he just sent me something the other day. I told him I wanted like a country song type sample. He just sent it back.
Yeah, we'll see some country shit coming. Okay, country vibe type shit coming. Okay, so crazy you say you freestyle. So I imagine you put the pen down a long time ago. So do the freestyle and this song come easier to you now? Or is it a process?
It's something that comes easier. Once I warm up, I ain't gonna say it, like, it used to be like that, but I used to work out with the rap shit. Like, I used to do exercise, like, staying on top, you know what I'm saying, finding new flows, like, just trying shit. But now, I rarely freestyle out in the crib. Like, yeah, I'll just come to the studio. Like, once I get in the studio and I can do it myself, then I can just go for, I just go from there. But I do write sometimes, like, if I got something I want to have a concept to. If I was working on a concept project, I could write it.
Okay. I don't know if you signed or not, but if I was a label and you was pitching yourself, what would your pitch be?
I don't know. I just play my music. Like, once you hear my music, you're gonna like it.
Right.
Cocky, but I know I got it. Like, I know the music part in this barrel. I know the art. Like, I master my sound. I master, like, I got knowledge of self. I know who I am. I know what I can offer. Like, and I know, like, with the right push and, like, the right marketing behind me, I can be one of the top.
Absolutely. You was hard as shit. Hard as shit. God damn. Hell, I know that motherfucker. Turn the fuck up.
Like, when I do blow, like, I be seeing how artists always blow and pop off, and they hit that real, they hit that period of time where the label will press a button on you.
Yeah.
I change those styles up. That's why you will see people that are coming saying it's the same flow, it's the same flow. It sounds like he didn't drop the same album.
No.
Me, like, never have to do that, because no matter what I drop, it's a lane for it. No matter what I drop, they gonna always say he come different every time.
Definitely, I think you done gave me a different style, like, every time. This collection is it's a representation. It's good to be a versatile and certain. There's a lot of the crowd. It's good to stand out. You know, let's talk some more music. We got two songs. We're going to rock both of them. Let me see what we got. And then we're going to come back with some more questions and shit. You know what I'm saying? If y'all in the building, y'all can ask some questions too. If y'all got any questions for the orders, you know what I'm saying? Ask them in the comments. We answering. Okay. This 1-5.
1-5.
1-5. Is that right? Damn. Yeah. Look what that do.
Oh, you played the song?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I couldn't even hear it. I thought you were setting it up.
Oh, damn. The whole time I'm thinking it's sharing. It ain't even my sharing. Oh, I'm Bob talking about I'm zoned in there, too. Shit. I'm like, golly. Yo, I don't know. I got too excited. My fault. I think that I was zoned out.
You're watching a master at work.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got all 5 slots. I'm greatest rappers. That's a lie. But fuck it. Label me to go. Got your host ain't done the dope. If I say it, she gon' go. If I say it, they gon' blow. Yeah, yeah. Smoke a nigga like a seed. We get niggas out of here. Smoke a nigga like a wood. Like who tryna match in him? Diamond hand like chandelier. I'm out rapping on my pills. Niggas giving fake handshakes. Crying fake tears. We don't care about no flag colors, nigga, where I'm from. We keep spinning on they block until they start waving white ones. Nigga, do something to my brother. I'm gon' do a nigga wrong. Niggas went and killed your brother. Bitch, you went and made a song. I don't care about features, nigga. I don't never ask y'all for them. I be seeing these niggas link up, look just like the Backstreet Boys. In my own lane. Move over, I'm a bully. I FaceTime my young nigga. He riding the city, strapped with a fully. And I know he ain't going for nothing. It's a cold red, gotta hit that button. Mama told me it's a cold world. Walk outside, Kobe button. Old niggas washed up, career gone. They Joe button. I finessed him with the drink. He think he's Triss, he's Robitussin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got all 5 slots. I'm greatest rappers, that's a lie. Fuck it, label me to go. Got your host ain't done the dope. If I say it, she gon' go. If I say it, they gon' blow. Yeah, yeah. Smoke a nigga like a seed. We get niggas out of here. Smoke a nigga like a wood. Like who tryna match in him? Diamond hit like chandelier. I'm out rapping on my pills. Niggas giving fake handshakes. Crying fake tears. Yeah, and I know I'm up my gun. I see that man, he gotta go. I be trying to keep it peaceful. Some be telling me up to score. I told my mama and my son, your son and daddy ain't no hoe. I'm be first to up my pole. The shit be gas like Texaco. He shot himself like Plexico. They took his shit, his chains gone. Take a winning shot, the pressure on. Draw the play, I score. She like getting drunk, she throwing back. I told her, draw the boat. The club dark as hell. I walk in chains on. I start to glow. I'm like 5'8", 160. Fuck you think just 9'4". They're a devil with this pole. I can shoot it blindfold. I walked in with 1-9. Popped off, hit 9 folds. Ain't no list without me. They all know it's 1 goal. Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got all 5 slots. I'm greatest rappers, that's a lie. Fuck it, label me to go. Got your host ain't done the dope. If I say it, she gon' go. If I say it, they gon' blow. Yeah, yeah. Smoke a nigga like a seed. We get niggas out of here. Smoke a nigga like a wood. Like who tryna match in him? Diamond hit like chandelier. I'm out rapping on my pills. Niggas giving fake handshakes. Crying fake tears. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, go. KT Rocket finna blast off. All my niggas do good with the fuck. I get a game, they props. Come through the hood, we swiping shit. We'll put a nigga on Fox. Nigga tryna fight, wanna get in the ring. I put a nigga in a box. Nigga shoot diamonds, yellow, huh. Come through, get niggas shot. Stones in a watch, can't catch no cold. This shit drip like snot. Phone on D&D, I'm thugging. I'm tryna get to the guap. Baby walking in the section. This bitch thick as a plot. Conscious sound around my neck, I'm dripping. Somebody give me a mop, I'm dripping. Somebody give me a mop, I'm itching. Somebody give me a glock. I'm rapping, snug, investing in stock. D-trapping, he be all on the block. I want the money, power, respect. Everything come with it. VVS is bitter clarity, all the diamonds they hit. Keep stacking, run it up, light show, my diamonds hitting up. He capping, he ain't even did enough. Lil' nigga gotta go and get your weight up. Lil' nigga about to go.
it do for the yurt. Yeah, I grew up in South Memphis, but I wanna take a trip to the Turks. Yeah. Mmm. Yeah. Mmm. There go. All my niggas do good with the I get a gang, they props. Come through the hood, we swiping shit. We'll put a nigga on Fox. Nigga tryna fight, wanna get in the ring. I put a nigga in a box. Take a shoot diamonds, yellow. Come through, get a nigga shot. Stumbles in a watch, can't catch no cold. This shit drip like snot. Phone on D&D, I'm thuggin'. I'm tryna get to the guap. Baby walking in the section. This bitch thick as a plot. Conscious sound around my neck, I'm trippin'. Somebody give me a mop.
Okay. So happy. Talk heavy. Talk heavy. Talk heavy, dear.
I'm actually going to put that on my upcoming project, too.
Okay. Yeah, man, make sure I caught that upcoming project. You did.
On Instagram, too, TrioKenny901, TrioKenny.
All platforms.
I don't got a title for my next project.
Yeah.
I really don't, but I know for sure it's gonna be some shit. I'm really just trying to come up with the date for it. I got the music.
Yeah.
I don't see how I'm gonna put it out.
Yeah. That's a good segue to my next question, because I know some people, when they make the music, they sort of a perfectionist. When you finish a project or you perform what you completed, or you feel like there's more you could have done to it?
I like what I put out. Like, I don't never second guess, but once I start liking it and I think I'm ready for it to go well, I put it out.
Yeah.
Because I know I make, at the end of the day, I make music because I like to do it too. So.
Right.
That's another thing that separates me from a lot of other artists, even in the industry as well, is that I like rapping, so I will never get lazy with it. Like a lot of artists, when they get signed, they get their first single, they get that advance, and them niggas really just stop kind of rapping for real. But they just kind of like do whatever, then they start complaining about it. Complaining about how much, what the label take and all that. If I was in that position, I wouldn't complain because I like rapping. You ain't gotta hound me about turning it out. I like rapping.
Right. If you could collab with anybody, who would it be? That's the only people you would collab with.
J. Cole and Kendrick, only because I think I probably can get it.
Okay. That'd be fire too. There's some good choices in there.
I really be like zoning out sometimes. Like if I just really, like when I'm zoning out smoking, I start like listening. Like I really, I'm probably like, I can out rap anybody. Like I don't feel like when I really get on that level, like when I really just go there. Because I don't think a lot of people listen to like my bars. Like, I don't think a lot of people really be listening to them, because every bar is like a punch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, most artists, when they do a song, they probably have like two or three punches, because the punches is what make people don't want to play it back. But like all my songs is just like straight punches. Like every bar, every line is a bar.
Absolutely. One thing I feel about the movie, I feel like this, it's your life. At some points of it, it got like you better describe it. The shit you saying is real. Like you could tell when it's a fake and then the music, like it's real though. Like real life type shit. And how important it is for you to make relatable ass music. Cause a lot of artists make music and some of them just, it's just not relatable. It's just not, you know what I'm saying? So how important is that to make music that your fans gonna like feel and relate to?
I think this just comes from the experience. Cause like, I know like for say for instance, when I do shows, when I do like showcases and shit, a lot of times I don't know the crowd that I'm going to. Like, a lot of times I ain't never been to this place before. I probably found out about this last minute and I'm gonna go do it. But my music be so diverse that once I get there and I look at the crowd, oh, I got something on the hard drive for that. I got something this crowd gonna work with.
Absolutely. Now you see you be touring and all that. What has been the pros and cons of touring and being an artist as well?
The pros is shit. I think the pros, because I like doing this shit, is you said you doing what you want to do. That should be the pros right there.
Mm-hmm.
That should be it. Like, if you touring and you like doing this music shit, you know this will come with it. It's what you want to do. So I think all of this shit be the pros for me. Like the travel, like that shit, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
The cons. Sometimes DJs don't be ready. Like I didn't have a set fucked up before. Because you can't get the audio right. Like shit like that be the cons.
Mm-hmm. It's understandable, nigga. Get the speakers and shit right. It's understandable. You know? There's presentations, everything. There's somebody coming up. What advice would you give an up and coming artist that's trying to like get their foot in the door, kind of figure out their direction they want to take their music and stuff? What advice would you give?
Network early, network often.
Facts.
Music is 10% talent, and the rest is marketing and working on relationships.
Absolutely. From talking to you, I get it. Like I said, you on the rise up and be able to make so many connections. How was that experience being like being able to get into some of the rooms and work with some of the people that you possibly want to rub shoulders with?
This is a nice experience. Last year, when I opened up Devin the Dude, there was like somebody that's like from an older generation that rock with my music. You know, that lets me know that I can reach a lot of people.
Absolutely. This project that you ain't titled yet, that these songs are coming off of, what was the creative process behind it and what was the overall message you wanted to the people listening to it to take from you?
Okay,
the way? Yeah. Here you go.
When I said, when you finish, can you go get some cigars?
Yeah.
So it's really just about going in there with a creative mindset, like just this whole this. So that's what I go off of, like, the music makes me feel. So whatever I feel like, if I want this song more akin to the late, you know, this type of subject, you know? So I just go in there. Lay it down. If I don't like it, I'm going to go back, add layers, you know.
Yeah. So, you mix some of your music, or you got somebody that do it?
I go to my boy Elmo.
Okay. Okay, shout out the engineer putting in work. Beat selection has always been a thing. How do you choose your beats? Like, when you know that you find, like, the right beat to match the song that you're trying to lay down?
Like, when I listen to it, I listen to the beat, and then I first come on, if I could instantly, you know, keep four or five different hook ideas on.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I might have just told it 2-3 times before I forgot which if it's that. Yeah, but it's usually in the first couple seconds. You can kind of know you're like, don't fucking that. But we'll come right back. Got some more music for you. Got some more questions. And I'll see who's crack a leg. The show ain't over. Just getting started, man. Right the vibe. Oh, this new comment.
Oh yeah, see this another different one right here.
Oh shit. Oh shit. I caught it this time. I caught it this time, yeah.
Daddy stole the gang signs, you wanna ride with me? Yeah. Hey. I make a baby stole the gang signs. She wanna ride, it's a good time. She wanna need to be her soldier. Baby, I'm standing front line. Baby, I'm standing front line. With a drink on me, baby, you safe with me. Hop on top, I could take you a ride. Baby, ain't gotta use no key. You don't need no hunter, push you in the beans. Baby, you don't need no lease. Baby, you a big dog, watch your friends. You don't gotta hang with no fleas. Take it to an island, smoke on the beach. Sand up between your feet. Know they gon' hate, baby, turn your phone off. Comments we don't read. Every time we pop out, it's a vibe. She wanna ride. Every time we pop out, Drake on me, she wanna slide. She don't give a fuck about going to the hood. She know everything with me all good. Ain't gotta explain everything understood. Ain't gotta explain everything understood. She wanna pop out in CC. Double F, I put her in some Fendi. We poppin' out in the same kit. Twin feet, matching VV. Same speed, same place. Twin flame, same fate, y'all. Same speed, same place, twin flame, same fate, y'all. I make a bad bitch throw up a gang sign. She wanna ride, it's a good time. She wanna need to be her soldier. Baby, I'm standing front line. Baby, I'm standing front line. Put a drink on me, baby, you safe with me. Hop on top, you can take you a ride. Baby, ain't gotta use no key. You don't need no Honda, push you in the beans. Baby, you don't need no lease. Baby, you a big dog, watch your friends. You don't gotta hang with no fleas. Take it to an island, smoke on the beach. Sand up between your feet. Know they gon' hate, baby, turn your phone off. Comments we don't read.
Fire.
Hey everybody, my name is Sam, aka Sambucha, and I'm
Jesus. I can imagine that how important it is for you to own your creative as an artist. So how important is that for you? And how important is it for you to learn the business side of this music industry?
Yeah, that's like the That's everything, like knowing what to do when you travel, like promotion, being marketable, you know what I'm saying? Having enough personality, enough profile to be able to, you know, work with different brands. So you're not dependent on just the music. That's what go wrong with a lot of these artists. Like they will be so greedy to snatch them up because they went viral on TikTok. They never really grew up rapping. They're not really good at rapping, but they don't know how to stick to a topic. They don't know how to do a different scheme. They don't know how to play with the triple run. You know, they're not even that good. Really cut and dry, they mumble, you know what I'm saying? They look like they awkward, scared, and type shit. And that's what it is, because nobody's really developing artists no more. They just sign them because they hype. So, learning all this.
Yeah. Let the people know what you got coming out, what you got. Are you touring that next? You're like, man, look, feeling me?
Right now, I got an EP loading. It's going to be probably like a deluxe project from my last one. I dropped Trill Forever last year. So it's probably going to be Trill Forever Deluxe. It's going to be a few songs that was on the last one on this one too. But for the most part, it's going to be all new music. I do got some features I got with a couple of artists that we're trying to pop out with. Also, I got new shit coming. I got new things brewing, man. So stay tuned.
Just stay tuned.
Trill Kenny 901 on IG, Trill Kenny on all platforms. Go check out Trill Forever if you haven't. There's 10 songs on it, and I guarantee you it ain't no skips on it. Go check out my one mic. Go check out my famous animal interview to get some little more insight. You know what I'm saying? It's on the way. And be on the lookout for Trill Kenny and Cadillac Wood Grain. You got some brewing too.
Been ballin', coulda with the Kansas, bitch, I fly like a J-Hawk. If you throw that bomb, gotta catch it. G and we up in the school. Draco look like an athlete. We make him run like a relay. We spin it back like a replay. Yeah. Walk in the club on the strap down. He don't play me, shoot the DJ. Yeah. Chrome heart said it's red. I'm walking around like Kool-Aid. Yeah. Party start when I walk in, so tell me how the fuck am I late? Yeah.
With the back in here.